Welcome, welcome. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, for the IB Sports NFL kickoff show. As always, I am joined by my host, Anakin Starscream. Hopefully, I will see an appearance from my niece, Blakely, and my brother, adopted brother, Corey Carlton. What's up, Alan?
I should have never gave you the reins back, man. These intros get worse and worse.
Sandage, what you doing, Sandage?
No, you got it right.
I was trying to do it wrong. See, it's like whatever I try, Sandridge. What the hell is a Sandage? Like, what is that?
The same that's a car, name, same as a Carlton. Where does Carlton come from?
Sandage, where did Carlton come from? Do y'all dig sand? Like, what is it really, Sandage? And they moved it over, like, you know how to change it. Carlton is a regal name. It comes from lords and dukes, you know, royal blood, lordships.
I was about to say something that wasn't appropriate for the.
Let's not do that. Let's just a family show, sir. It's a family show. Where
yeah,
are
the
we?
Sunday are show we, is a family show.
Are we on a what platforms are we on? Did you do that?
We're on Twitter, YouTube. I just shared it to our High Roller group. I just shared it to my page. I just shared it to the actual group. I'm about to use the infamous everyone.
I just did it. So don't do it. Dang, I just did it.
You beat me
so they
to
can
it.
Cry. They're gonna cry.
I was trying to get in there first.
I know. I basically just got to the point where only you use it because some people try to overuse it, bro. So let's go. Corey should be joining us, hopefully. So maybe we'll skip the 49er game because hopefully Corey will get in on that.
Whoa. We can't just skip over what happened yesterday.
Or Thursday. But go ahead. What happened
yesterday? Thursday, too. Yesterday, congratulations, Texas. You finally beat a team that is worth the darn. And again, I'm only saying darn because we got a family show. Yes, Jeff, hook 'em. All right. That was a great win. The irony of this is this is the first Texas game I haven't went to, which means that Ben and Jeff are probably never going to invite me back because they finally won. And also yesterday I had a like 16 slate on college football. The only win I had was Texas. How like what kind of troll is that? The only win. And look, and I found myself midway through the game, I kid you not, complaining that Alabama was playing like they were playing, forgetting that I had actually bet on Texas because I never bet on Texas.
Yeah, you had them against the plus the 7 or something, right?
Yeah, man, 7.5.
That's funny. You know what was the thing? I woke up this morning and I saw all these Texas posts. And, you know, honestly, I like Jeff. Jeff is one of my favorite members of the group. I tolerate Ben Garcia. You know, he's around.
Ben's a great guy.
He's like the little brother. Brother that's just around, you kind of push him, you know. He come up, say, can you play, can I play the game? No, I can't say the word. No, you just push it back in the corner or whatever, make him sit on the couch till you're done. But I'm old school, man. Nobody want to see their friends succeed. So like, that's how it's supposed to be. And like, if they really back, these people never gonna show up. But we've seen this move before. Texas has had some big wins and then they collapse. Like, I didn't realize, I'm sorry, Jeff, I didn't realize how invested I am in Texas being Charlie Brown to our Lucy. I didn't realize because my heart hurt. My heart hurt when they won.
Like, the brand suffers. Really, the brand suffers if Texas wins.
Yeah, I shouldn't have a dog in the fight, but I did put money on Alabama. But I was mad because Texas won because I used to root for Texas to the group. But it's like, I don't want Jeff to be happy.
No,
only for the Cowboys. I don't want Ben to be happy. Don't we have some other? Just the whole Texas contingent. I guarantee you, even if Tony Mays, who's supposed to be a Texas Tech fan, if Texas come up, he could start talking about all the recruits from Dallas that Texas got. So everybody, I'm not dealing with it. I don't want to deal with Texas being up, man. I can't deal with it. I'm sorry.
I'll be very disgusted, Mato.
And I used to like them. Like, I like traditional powers being up. That's me. I want Michigan up. I want Ohio State up.
You lost me in Michigan.
I want Washington to be up because when I was a kid, they won a national title with Steve Etman. I want Washington to be up.
What was that, like 72?
1990, sir. They split the national championship. They with Colorado. I want Washington to be up. I want everybody to be up. That's good. Notre Dame, Miami, Florida. I want everybody to be up. That's a power. but I don't want Texas to be up.
I agree with that rant. I'm not even gonna follow that up. That was great. That was a word. Hey yo, nah. Hold on, Richard. We didn't tag you for that. You just happened to come in the very beginning. We gonna talk NFL, bro. We don't want none. Chill out, bro.
I want some, Richard. Y'all ass, bro.
Black don't crack, man. Like Ronnie gotta be all but 50.
Chill out. Richard, y'all ass. Richard, y'all some ass.
Hey, yo. Richard, the thoughts and words of Ronnie Carlton has nothing to do with me, bro.
Look, if I had a team, I lived in Charlottesville 5 years. So if I had a college team, it'd be UVA. They lost to James Madison. And honest, I think we could give y'all a run.
All right, bro. Come on, let's get to NFL because you tripping.
If y'all find me in a shallow grave,
find you. I'm not gonna go looking for you.
Yeah, you might find it, may not find it. He didn't want to talk college. You wanted to, I tell you, maybe James Madison got a shot because y'all didn't look.
Milrow didn't look good though.
They didn't look good at all.
I'm sorry. Hold on, we're gonna get to NFL, bro.
Joe Burrow. Last line I saw on Friday, Cincinnati -2. Burrow,
I'm gonna put it up.
Okay, he missed the entire preseason with a strained calf. My concern, a lot of people's concern, is that that's something that can easily be injured. Isn't that what KD had? He just had a strained calf.
That's what it started out as.
Yeah. So the kinetic chain, like they talked about, not a doctor, but I played one on the internet. That it can re-injure something else easily and lead to something else. But Joe is out there because that's Joe. Joe Burrow also, if I read correctly this morning, is 1-3. 1-4.
1-4.
Against the Browns for whatever reason.
I can tell you what the reason is.
Well, they don't protect them. It's probably the reason. How do you see this game going down?
What you talking about, bro? Browns are my money line favorite to win this week. I had I posted it on Twitter this morning, and God forbid if my NFL looks like college, I might have to reconsider my super contest. I can't get a refund for it. But week one is a great time to take your shots at dogs, especially when the dog is at home and it's a divisional opponent. So the Browns fit that bill on the show, Tuesday, Wednesday when I put it out, they were +2.5. And the value on the money line was probably about 40 cents higher. The line has been steadily going down. I think that's a good spot. I didn't even know about the history of the Browns versus Joe Burrow when I was like, oh, I'm going to make this bet. But looking at the history, it kind of reinforces that I was leaning in the right direction. Part of the issue is because the Browns defense, their strength is generally their secondary and their pass rush. And the strength of the Bengals offense, because they don't know how to use Joe Mixon still, is their quarterback and their receivers. So it's strength on strength. And whenever you get a really good offensive attribute against the like-minded defensive attribute, generally defense wins. This is what we know in football. And I think that's why the history shows that Burrow is 1-4. He does hold the ball too long. No matter what they do in free agency, none of their tackles can block Myles Garrett. And Nick Chubb is a great running back to have when you want to maintain possession. So I still got
I think it was last year in Orlando Brown for a reason, but he still gets wrecked by Myles Garrett, which most people do. Myles Garrett has a 31% win rate, pass rush win rate, which if you don't think about win rates, that's a lot. 18% win rate is good. These guys, he has a 31% win rate against the Bengals. So, and then they got that other guy. I can't remember his name, but they kind of shored up the other. Maybe it might be the guy from Green Bay, Za'Darius Smith or something like that. So they might be able to dominate the line of scrimmage and give Joe a lot of trouble, especially if he's not healthy.
They're going to dominate the line of scrimmage.
But then the problem is on the other side, you got Deshaun Watson. And I have not seen Deshaun Watson look good on a football field since his last massage. And that's troubling.
That's true, actually.
Probably massage 20, because I know it was like 30 and then women. So probably since it broke out, and this dude still was getting massaged even after the news broke. But anyway, he looks slow on his reaction time. He doesn't look as fast as he once was. And so I don't trust that offense with him at the helm, as much money as they paying him. I don't know if he's just going to flip a switch, but he has not looked like Deshaun Watson in a long time.
Yeah, you pointed that out, and I mean, it, maybe it's just because I don't want to see it, but I didn't go back and look. I should have, though. I really should have, because you pointed it out, and I think a couple other people said it, too, that I, like, follow on Twitter and stuff. My thing is as long as he protects the ball, don't turn it over, they should still have enough to win the game. And you would expect after, what, half a season, this full offseason and preseason comes through, that he would look a little bit more fluid. Like, it just seems like you said, like he's like the game speed hasn't caught up. Like, he hasn't caught up to it yet with the processing. Yeah, which is odd. But also,
like, but people still get hurt. Like, people have ACLs.
But like we were talking about on the Over Under podcast for the season totals, what is their system as it relates to Watson? Like, they still run heavy. Yeah, they're still run heavy.
Play action.
Yeah, he's not that kind of quarterback. And if your eye doesn't necessarily fit the system, then a lot of times you get this kind of like weird realm where the quarterback looks like he's terrible, or he doesn't look quite right. And in actuality, he just needs a little change. I mean, Joe Burrow went through that with his rookie season. I think they didn't have him they didn't have the right formations for him because he was holding the ball too long. He's taking a lot of hits. Then they finally started putting him in shotgun 99.9% of the time. And it was like, dang, he's pretty good. Well, no duh. That's what he did. That's what he did at LSU. Like, why you got him under center? Same with Watson. Like, why are you not trying to utilize some RPO and stuff? Like, why don't you use what Bill O'Brien did? Because that's when he was the most successful. Mm-hmm. Like, give him more reign.
Stefanski is from that school of Shanahan, McVay. We do play actions. You let the outside zone set up the pass. But every quarterback is not a robot. Talented quarterbacks need less of a system than non-talented quarterbacks. So I think he might be overthinking because of the system where he's not allowed to be himself. But damn, he looks slow.
Well, I was giving Stefanski credit. If you look at his tenure as an offensive-minded coach, he's done a lot with a lot of different like talent levels, like a lot of different teams, a lot of different systems. I mean, didn't he come from the Vikings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we wouldn't consider the Vikings a power run team, but when he came to Cleveland, I mean, Baker Mayfield was a liability. So this is their strength, Nick Chubb. Maybe he just hasn't caught up to the fact that Deshaun Watson is better than Baker Mayfield. Like, this isn't Jacoby Brissett. We all might look alike, but we're not all alike.
If he can't figure that out, he's not a very good coach.
So, I like him more than I like the other guys that came out of there.
Panthers and – I mean, they have a lot of talent. Panthers and the Falcons, it would be the first start ever for Bryce Young. It will be the debut of Bijan Robinson, which a lot of people are excited to see. We already got to see how the Detroit Lions, which not enough, used Jamar Gibbs, but it was interesting. So it should also be really interesting to see how they use Bijan Robinson. This one, did we pick the damn game? We said all that. Yeah, we both picked Cincinnati.
Yeah, I picked
the Browns. It's interesting. I think the Falcons are going to win that division somehow. And I'm hoping that they will open it up for Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And you can do all the play action you want, all the running you want, but you got to take some shots with those guys because they're really good.
Yeah, I mean, Arthur Smith said he doesn't game plan based on your fantasy team. Remember that? I'm never letting that go. If you don't get my man Kyle Pitts the ball, I'm going to turn this into an R-rated show.
Game plan based on the strengths of your team, bro.
Game plan based on the best an athlete you got on the field. What is this nonsense, bro? They couldn't get him the ball. And I get it, Mariota's terrible, but like, you don't have plays designed to get him the ball. Like, it was like 3-4 weeks in a row. It's like, yo, do you realize where you drafted him at? Do you realize what you drafted? Like, if you're not gonna use him, give him to me. Send him to
why do you have him? Yeah. Why did you have him? Why do you have him at all?
That's what, like, there's a few games I'm going to be looking for certain things from certain teams. The Falcons is one of those teams, win or lose, I do have them to cover this spread. I do have them to win heavily because number one overall picks just do so terrible in their first game. But if they are not utilizing London and Pitts on a regular basis against this really soft Panthers defense that they're going to see, I'm going to have issues.
And Brian Burns basically hasn't even been playing. He's doing what, which is really underrated. He's like doing a fake holdout. Like he's just not doing anything, like fake injuries and not really participating, but he's there. He's like slow walking it to get a contract. So that's been a really underreported story. So we'll see what we're looking at once the season starts. But yeah, he's been doing that. He just practiced for like the first time, like all preseason this week. So
is he gonna play?
It's supposed to. The Panthers spent $140 million of free agency. They were 27th in yards surrendered and 23 in points allowed last year. They got Jesse Bates III, David, I can't say his name, outside linebacker, used to play for Atama, Caden Ellis, and Bud Dupree, and Mike Hughes. So you'd think with those upgrades, they should be able to handle Carolina. Adam Thielen's playing.
Did the Falcons do that or did the Panthers?
Falcons did that.
Okay, all right. I was about to say, when did the Panthers spend $140 million?
No, Falcons did that. And you still got Grady Jarrett. So I think the Falcons covering is hard. What's the line? What you got? 3.5?
Three and a half, yeah.
Covering is hard. You forgot about it.
You forgot about the best corner. Best Who's corner that? In the league.
Oh,
we hear about him every week, man.
Not until he gets burned. The Atlanta dude. What's his name?
AJ Terrell.
They love him, man. That's crazy. Until last year, because they thought he was better than – that's what it was. They thought he was better than Diggs. Not one post last year did I see about A.J. Terrell compared to Diggs. I wonder why. And I'm not even – you know, I don't even brag on Diggs. Diggs is what he is. High risk, high reward. You've never seen me brag on Diggs. But he better than A.J. Terrell. Y'all chill out. Definitely chill out. Let's move to the next game. Jags and the Colts shouldn't be. You would think if the Jags have any plans, and there's some people that have the Jags as no one seed in the whole AFC, which is not going to happen. But if there are any plans for the Jags to be successful, they need to blow this team up. And it's all, and I like Doug Peterson, but it seems to be always something with Jacksonville where if there's some success lately, they take a step back. And
every time.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's an identity thing. I don't know if that's a Trevor Lawrence thing, but this should be a blowout. I don't know. I know they're gonna do some cool stuff with Anthony Richardson, but there are no weapons, and he's only a weapon that is not held by a skilled craftsman. So I think it's gonna be a long day for the Colts.
If Anthony Richardson is the only weapon you got, shoot your last bullet, bro. Make it count. Now, I mean, this is one of those games, gambling-wise, it's kind of funny. Before the preseason, everybody was like, yo, Colts covering this. So money came in on the Colts. Line went down a little. Then after preseason, money went back on the Jags. Line went back up. And then now it's back to where it originally started at 4.5, over-unders at 46. It's actually, some sites is down to 3.5. So it looks like late money has come in on the Colts. More people leaning towards the Colts covering this number. And it's what I was telling Jamal in our side chat. It's just one of those things where they just can't get right, man. They just can't get right. So, I don't understand why the franchise is like that. Why, no matter who they have at quarterback, I pointed out the one year we doubted them, they did really well when they had Blake Bortles and that defense. And I kid you not, one season after that, they were all gone. They were back to
school. That's great. That's like, didn't they get rid of Rams in the next season? Like,
yeah,
you didn't want to pay your star corner in his prime. The best quarterback at that cornerback at that time since Richard Sherman. You don't want to pay him. Real smart.
Yeah. So I got a food bet on the Colts. I bet 20 wings with Jamal at the Colts cover. So I'm on the Colts.
That's funny. Trevor Lawrence is 0-2, 4 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions, at 55.9 completion percentage in his first two season openers, which is weird, right? He just doesn't start the season well. But give me the Jags. You suck if you can't cover, Jags. Like you always say, you suck. If you can't cover this, Jags, you suck.
Yep. I will 100% dock your points. You will be a sorry team to me.
The Buccaneers at the Vikings, new look Bucks. I will ask you, I almost called you Corey. I will ask you, little brother, at least age-wise, how many games before Baker Mayfield is replaced and not in NFL anymore?
I said on the radio I gave him 4 at the most.
Yeah, I give him 8, but I just can't see. This is a weird stat. The Vikings have a 73.1 winning percentage week one in a home opener since 1970. That's weird. But anyway, I just don't. The Vikings, again, they still have enough weapons. They still have enough on defense and offense. Mainly they have Justin Jefferson, but they still have enough to beat the shell of the championship team of, what, 3 years ago? Mm-hmm. The only good players that are still on the Bucs are from that team from when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, unless you count like Carlton Davis, somebody brought in as a rookie. So, and their corners weren't good when they had Brady. They were just making do. So, I think they beat him by a lot. And I don't think, you already got Mike Evans. It's already on the table. He won't be re-signed. They're already talking about trades. Things are going to get ugly. You're going to see people not trying as hard. And let's be honest. When it's a black coach and the ship starts sinking, Nichols jump off the ship before anybody else. Sadly.
Hey, Horn Sadamis, just wait, man. We're going in order. These are 1 p.m. games. The Cowboys play at 8:30, so relax.
Was he asking for the Cowboys.
Game? Yeah, Bucks, Vikings, you know. You say all those nice things about the Vikings, but you leave out the fact that they just are absolutely trash against the number. And I pointed that out last year, and they were what? They were like an 11-12 win team or something. Everybody was hyping them up, and I was like, these dudes don't cover when they win, though. And then he's like, oh, you gambling people get on my nerves. But guess what happened when they got to the playoffs? They lost. Because you will get exposed.
Are you attacking me? Are you attacking me?
No, not you. It's not attacking you. It's a lot of people. Listen, I'm telling you, I have 3 years of data that show I can go back to Ben Roethlisberger's last season as a quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Remember, they were winning games. Everybody's like, dang, and they were sorry, but they were winning games. They never covered the number. They get to the playoffs, they lost. These teams that don't cover the numbers, that get to the playoffs, will lose. They're not good teams.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. I think I just went partly because of Joe. But I just went the other way because everybody was hating on the Vikings. Everybody was hating on the Vikings. But they were hating on them.
Give me the Bucks.
They were winning games. Fuck that. You find a way to win.
Give me the Bucks 4.5, man. Give me the Bucks.
Like the worst game they ever played all season against the Giants. So it wasn't like, now maybe they would have lost, but it was a weird game.
Bro, they were down. Hold on. They were down by like 30 points, right? Against the Colts on Jeff Saturday's first game. Like, dude, this is awful.
They won, didn't they?
Yeah, but God, that is still off to be trailing him in general is awful.
It's bad. So I think we got the Vikings. Fuck the Bucks.
No. I got the Bucks. Let me get the points, man. I'm not messing with these Vikings, man.
All right, you got the Titans and the Saints. So many people had the Saints is the default winners of the NFC South. I don't see how they're gonna be that good, but they could win 9 games. I don't think Dennis Allen is a good coach. I don't think Derek Carr is a good quarterback, but he's serviceable. And I don't know who he's throwing to because Mike Thomas is not. Well, I guess he's got Olave, but I mean, that's not. I like Olave, but come on. I don't know if he's a number one receiver to lead a team to a good record. But I don't – the defense is good, but I'm not getting it. I feel like the Falcons are better, probably have a better roster and are a better coach. But the Titans and the Saints, we don't know what to think of the Titans with everything that's going down.
What do you mean? They got your boy still at quarterback.
What? Never forget that Corey was on the Ryan Tannehill train first, and I jumped on it. And second, I'm off it, okay? I've been off it for a couple of years. Definitely after last year. That was rough. I mean, he is getting older. He's been in the league for a long time. It's not like he was not a spring chicken when he went to Tennessee. He had a pretty, you know, he played 5-6 years for the Miami. Tannehill's a classic. If you give him enough around him, he's gonna take it to the quarterback. He's gonna be a good captain of the ship. Probably not a captain of the ship that, you know, leads you to the promised land, but you know, a good captain. You're not gonna crash.
Tajay Spears, that's what y'all need to know, and that'll be why they win the game. Because now they have a two-headed monster to compliment Derrick Henry. Tajay Spears.
Not your boy, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I am off DeAndre. I ain't never actually like D Hop, honestly. Yeah, you push, oh, push off boy, man. He stay pushing off, man. But I mean, this is more of me thinking that if I'm getting points with the team that's very rarely not prepared, let me get that. Because in all honesty, I don't think I think all that the Saints have right now coming into week one is home field advantage. And that's what the 3 implies in my opinion. Like it's really telling you that they're even teams.
Yeah, it's always about the coaching, especially when you're an even team. And I think you Vrabel always has something up his sleeve. He also is well prepared. His teams play hard. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And when you have something like that, these are the kind of games they're going to win. Games where it's like, they're just going to win it because they are prepared to make the play, kind of Belichickian style. They're going to make less mistakes than the other team. So,
yeah, I want to see what they got on defense too. But I like the Titans points.
For some reason, though, Tennessee is 1-4 against the spread in week one since Vrabel has been coaching, and 0-3 against the spread in the past 3 seasons. So that's kind of weird. But we'll see how that goes. I know, right? Cardinals and the Commanders, 7 whole points. I don't know if the money shifted. I have it 7. You can check the latest updates. You will not see Chase Young this weekend. A lot of people are really excited about Sam Howell. I think they're going to be more excited about Sam Howell after this start because I'm not sure what the Cardinals' motivation is to even step on the field, to be honest with you. They are gutted. Aren't they starting the kid from Pittsburgh?
Dobbs?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see that? Have you seen that clip? It was on Facebook for a little bit of like the coach trying to give them a motivational speech and like the way.
Yeah, it was bad. It's like, how'd you get here? I can't even talk that white. Did you get here on a bus? How'd you get here?
I wasn't a fan of him as a defensive coordinator in Philly. And then when he left and went to the Cardinals, and then players left the Philadelphia organization, they were passive aggressively critical of his ability to coach.
Basically, it was like, let the 4-man front get to him, do nothing in the back. That was his strategy. And I guess if you have that much time, I guess if you have the most sacks of all time and the most pressure of all time and the most pressures converted into sacks of all time, it doesn't take much of a defense coordinator, but he didn't make any adjustments in the Super Bowl. And I don't really believe in what did you see the day he was introduced to Kyler Murray and it was like some kind of weird handshake? And he's just really weird and not in a cool way like
Matt Campbell.
Yeah, it's not.
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell's not weird. He's just a traditional old meathead. He's as common as American football. You just don't see it as much anymore.
Bro, he wanted a real lion on the sidelines. That's weird. A real lion on the sidelines.
He should be a 90s SEC coach because that fits in perfect.
But look, not in a cage. He wanted him to the sideline.
So.
What a real lion!
They put
Bebo and the rest of them all get their own section, bro. They don't just prowl up and down the sideline. They're still animals.
What could go wrong? I don't know. What could go wrong? Oh God, that's just terrible. But is it still 7? Yeah, 7. I mean,
it's still 7.
I wouldn't pick, but if I had to pick, I'd pick Washington.
God, if I had to pick, I'd quit gambling.
Exactly.
I mean, I want to go with Washington, but if they don't cover, it would be the most Commander thing ever. And I think the fade on because there's still people who want to take the Cardinals. Actually, 22% of the differential in the money distributed for the spread. So that means that the Cardinals are plus 22% on tickets, cash, and money being spent on them. So more money is being placed on the Cardinals to cover. 19% of the tickets are on the Cardinals. 41% of the money is on them. So that's 22% is pretty substantial.
Yeah. All right. Bad game here. Texas and the Ravens. How do you think? Let's just do this. How do you think CJ Stroud would look today against the Ravens?
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. That's about what I think.
Unfortunately.
It's just, I don't know. They drafted CJ Stroud, who I'm not big on, but I think given the right situation will be okay. But what's the plan? What's the plan for this kid and to develop him? That I don't see. And when you don't go in with the plan, I struggle seeing how you're going to have success with your quarterback.
So with that being said, how does Lamar Jackson look in a new offense that is asking him this, demanding action, not even asking, demanding him to be able to read the entire field at some point?
I think he might be all right today because he's not going to do it. He's just going to run around and the first read is going to be open. But I do think he's going to struggle. I think last year they were doing his straight passing completion percentage was one of the worst on straight dropbacks, was one of the worst in the league. I really do think Lamar's going to struggle before he gets hurt this year. Hope I'm wrong, which I'm lying, but part of me hopes I'm wrong. The part of me that's ruled by my blackness, which is like 10%, hopes I'm wrong, but I think Lamar's going to struggle. Like, I feel my conscience gets me every now and then when I root against a black quarterback. Never for Tomlin, but my conscience gets me. Tomlin's been given everything a black man could ask for. But everybody else, my conscience gets to me. But it's going to be ugly. I'm telling you. Not this week. It's not going to be pretty, though.
I don't know what to tell you, man. That sounds like a whole lot of – I don't really like black quarterbacks, but
– I am black.
It's getting closer to February, so I can't tell the truth yet. That's what it sounds like to me. But it's all good.
I think you might be right.
I don't know, man. The Ravens, like, historically have covered big numbers like this against bad teams, and I don't think the Texans are a good team. But do not be surprised if it's pretty evenly matched within the first quarter and a half.
I can see that. And in first game of season two, you get a lot of what do you call it? Piss and vinegar, or whatever the saying is.
Yeah.
Packers and the Bears. It's a new rivalry. You got Jordan Love versus Justin Fields. No Aaron Rodgers. No Brett Favre. Maybe the Bears, even though the Bears are, or Bears only favored by one, unless it, you could tell me about any changes. So Vegas thinks the Packers are better. Bears are at home. I don't know who to pick, but I do know that I don't think the Bears have the answers on offense yet. From what I've seen of Fields, a lot of the same mistakes. He's going to be able to run around, but I think the Packers have a better team overall. I think Jordan Love will make less mistakes, and mistakes aren't just interceptions. They are missing reads. They are deciding to run on the first read when on the second or third read might have a 30-yard pass. And you might get 15 yards running, but you gave up a 30-yard pass or something that somebody's going to take to the house. I think those kind of mistakes, the meat left on the bone, is going to be why Chicago loses.
Yeah, I agree. I can see that. I know there's a lot of optimism in Chicago, and I was one of the
people. A lot of optimism.
I was optimistic before I looked at preseason, and maybe some things got tweaked in that week. And I know they don't run like everything that they're going to run, you know, in the regular season, preseason. People get better, but man, it's just the simple execution. Like, again, simple things. Fields leaves the pocket, gets around the guy. He's got an open field. Like, you can see everything. There's a guy down the field about 30, 40 yards, waving his hand, running past all the defenders. Bills checks down and makes a terrible throw. So that really bothered me, and that happened quite a lot this preseason. But he's a monster with them screens, so maybe they'll get something out of that. I actually think that I want to see what the Packers have. I think that they've got enough on offense and defense to still squeak this game out, and I think that's why the line is where it is. I don't think the Bears should be favored against anybody. So that's why I took the Packers.
Russell Wilson. Mr. Wilson, what do you think? And it is the Raiders against the Broncos at Denver. What do you think the new look Sean Payton, Russell Wilson Broncos are going to look like?
Like the new look Broncos with Ham, was it Haslett or
Jim Haslett?
Yeah.
What's his name? You made his name, you made me forget him. Yeah. The guy at the offense.
Yeah, because I was. Yeah,
it was about this.
I know, because I was talking so much trash on them. But I think it's going to look just like that, except for they'll get lined up on time.
That's helpful, yes. Wilson, part of the problem is your boy Judy. Every day he's been on a new part of the injury report. Every day I get an injury report update for that man.
The problem is that the quarterback sucks. Like, in the history of NFL, nobody's ever blamed the receiver for the team sucking. The quarterback sucks. If your team sucks,
lack of receivers.
If your team sucks in the NFL, 99.6% of the time, it's because the quarterback.
Can you explain why he's not been good with multiple quarterbacks and multiple coaches and multiple coordinators?
Would you be motivated to play with Russell Wilson right now? Would you? I mean, let's be honest. People play through injuries all the time in the NFL, man. Like, they give you some good stuff. You know that. So if you... getting so hurt that you can't play, what does that tell you? And you know what? This is perfect time for me to go to my free me section. Free my guy, Jerry Jeudy, man. Just trade him. Let him go. Cut him. Do something. Release him.
He'll go to a worse team. He'll be crying about that. He'll probably go to the
same. He'd come run routes for us. We don't want to pay Ayuk. See, he'd come run routes for us.
We'll take Ayuk. That's fine. We'll take Ayuk.
Y'all can overpay him because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, somebody definitely going to overpay him. So Raiders and Broncos, 3.5. Josh Jacobs will be back. I would take the Raiders for spread, but I'm gonna trust Sean Payton because he's a hell of a coach. I'm gonna trust him. All that shit he's been talking, I hope he does something.
Is he a hell of a coach?
Yeah, I do think so. I do believe
he's Mike McCarthy. He's Mike McCarthy
with a lot more swag.
Yeah, that's it. But he's a swagged Mike McCarthy. What is the difference?
Mike Tomlin.
All right, that's fine too. But what is the difference?
Except for Tomlin
and McCarthy don't whine about the fucking refs when they lose.
I would say that he has more division titles, but I'm sure Mike McCarthy's won plenty with Green Bay. Yeah. I mean, honestly, people won't want to admit it, but Mike McCarthy, Sean Payton, and Tomlin are in the same sphere. I tend to believe Sean Payton's genius on offense, but then if the rest of the team loses all those years, then it doesn't really matter. The problem is Mike McCarthy isn't as photogenic, and he's not as good with the media as the other two guys are.
And he lied on his resume.
And a smaller market. Well, before that, though. And Mike McCarthy's in a smaller market. But if you got Big Ben, if you got Drew Brees, and if you got Aaron Rodgers, that's three Hall of Fame. I mean, you're going to win. I don't care who it is. You're going to win a lot of games. Hall of Fame quarterback 15 years.
Imagine if McCarthy and Tomlin had Bounty Gate. They might have three Super Bowls.
Probably would have done a little better. So who do you have?
Give me my points with the Raiders. Yeah, I know I'm not betting on Jimmy G. It sucks. But, yeah, give me my points with the Raiders.
You can bet on him to be injured. The one of the games of the day, the Eagles at the Patriots. I like the Eagles this year. It would be shocking to me if the Patriots won this game. I think the Eagles are going to have the same exact record as last year, if not better. But there has been, like, on the margins, losing two coordinators. They lost Hargrove. You know, on the margins, we still need to see these much ballyhooed Georgia players step up and be stars. There's nowhere in the world.
What ballyhoo? What Georgia player outside of Jordan Davis has it stepped up and been a star?
Well, I'm talking about that the Eagles drafted.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, Jalen Carter was dominant from the first time.
I mean, we got to see it in the regular season. We got to see our boy. It's preseason.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, the hype that came from their draft transitioned into preseason, so you would expect.
But last year, the big boy. What's the big boy's name? They drafted last year.
Oh, Jordan Davis.
Yeah, Jordan Davis.
Yeah, Dean. I don't think it's working.
Then we got to actually see these two that have come in do something in regular season. I'm saying if you draft all these players from Georgia and everybody says you got a great draft grade, we got to see them become real plus players. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not knocking them. I like them all. But at some point, you know, we got the other two, year two, got these. But if they don't hit their rookie year, you know, it's kind of I want to see immediate hits from some of these rookies and then second year players.
I'm a little concerned about Jordan Davis. He doesn't impact the game as like I thought he would, but there's still time, and he's going to be playing beside Jalen Carter, which might help. And the only reason why I say this is because Fletcher Cox he's long in the tooth now, man. Like he ain't that guy no more. But like in spurts, he can be that guy. And now you do have the ability to allow him to be that guy in spurts and not depend on him to be an every down guy. So I am concerned with the Eagles coordinators leaving, not necessarily defense, but really Steichen, because I don't care what nobody says, he should get the most credit for developing that passing game. Like they did not pass like that at all. And you could say it's because they didn't have AJ Brown. It don't matter. The route combinations and everything that you saw, even the RPO looked different with Steichen. So I am a little concerned with that, but I don't think the Patriots are as talented as people want to believe. They're a good team, like we talked about on the Over Under podcast. They're a good team, but they don't have wow athletes. And in today's game, if you don't have wow athletes, I don't think you can overcome that by coaching anymore. So also, did you know your boy Bill has a scandal?
Well, the fact that I was trying not to be funny. I don't know. Oh, Bill does have a scandal. Before we get to that, like Matt Corral, has anybody found?
No. I'm not trying to be funny either. No, that is a little warming.
Has anybody found him yet? Like,
I checked it on Twitter last night.
They cut our boy for Matt Corral, and then Matt Corral went AWOL like almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And I don't think they found him still, which is very alarming. I didn't know he was battling depression, but you know. We don't keep up with this stuff all the time, man. And it's unfortunate. But as of today, nobody has still found him.
Well, that's not good. Hopefully it's just some kind of mental break. I don't even like that. Hope it's a mental break and he went away somewhere instead of getting hurt. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. It's just too much talent and the scheme. You're not going to be able to just out scheme with all the talent they have. Do you think they cover? You think the Eagles cover?
Do I think the Eagles cover? Yes, I expect them to cover because Matt Jones is 0-7 against the spread.
Yeah, Mac Jones might look a little better, but I don't know. What I saw last year, I cannot unsee. And so I don't care who the coordinators were. Mac Jones was horrible against pressure. He had a 4.5 QBR when pressured last season. And of course, we know what the Eagles can do with pressure. So I'm going all the way that. That'd probably be one of my best. Even though it's a road favorite, but it's tough. Game of the day, possibly. Dolphins at the Chargers.
Wait. Hold on. Breaking news. Go ahead. Breaking news so we can all get a good laugh about this. Titans rookie quarterback Will Levis is inactive today.
Somebody tag. What's his name? Lewis Riddick. My boy, yeah. Lewis Riddick. That's funny. He's third string by a lot. Dolphins and the Chargers. Last year, the team that really put a halt on Miami's offense was the Chargers.
No, it was not.
They gave him a hard time. They gave him a lot of trouble.
No, it was not.
They got him in a lot of trouble.
Not okay.
Who were the problems?
The Niners were the problem.
Oh, God.
They were. Okay. They were.
Y'all have a good defense.
It wasn't that. We broke the code.
Did I say the first team or one of the teams?
What you said the first team.
Okay, it might have been y'all. Y'all have a good defense.
No. We broke the code. That's what happened.
I think it was y'all first. But yeah, you flood the lanes. You throw off the timing. You disrupt the – you can't get to them. So you got to disrupt the timing of the routes. You got to flood the underneath in the middle of the field. And you got to make Tua beat you in a different kind of way. Now, obviously, I think – you have to change that up a little bit. You will hope Mike McDaniels can make that a little bit better. But I'm high, and I'm never high on the Chargers. But something about this year and Herbert and even sorry-ass Kellen Moore going there, and it's the Cowboys. So anybody that leaves us instantly becomes better. So just to humiliate us, to make us feel bad, the Robin of the Dallas-Fort Worth area is going to become Batman probably. But I got the Chargers here strong, and I think the Dolphins are going to be good too. But you're going well. And I don't know if it matters if you're going on the road, but I do think with the additions that the Chargers have made and the way their defense finally healthy for at least a week plays Miami, I think they've got a strong chance to win.
Yeah, if it was like the middle of the season or something, that travel thing might matter. It shouldn't matter this early. Plus, think about it. They're essentially coming in here off a bye week because they didn't play last week at all. So they probably got in there a little early. You said something about Batman and the Robin turn to Batman. This dude's more Red Hood, if anything, man. I don't think we got to worry about him being Batman. Kellen Moore. I think let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Like, at best, he might be Nightwing at best. He ain't never gonna be Batman because he will dial up some stupidity in a heartbeat. But let me get my points with the Dolphins. I think they were number 3 on my list of potential money line upsets today. Uh-oh. So yeah, no, like I like the fact that you're getting a team that has played. I think that will matter. I don't think any starters on the offensive side of the ball played for, at least not Herbert, played for the Chargers during the preseason. And that might matter, you know, because you got a brand new system. So, yeah, I had the Browns, the Jets, the Titans. So they would have been number 4. Sorry. So the Dolphins would have been number 4 for my money line plays. I think it's good value here. If you can get the line at 3.5, by all means, take it at 3.5.
All right, let's go back up because I don't think the family man's going to be able to make it for us. But let's go to the supposed to be the game of the week, 1 o'clock, San Francisco. Almost said Giants. San Francisco 49ers traveling to Pittsburgh. I do believe in Kenny Pickett. I do think the Steelers will make the playoffs this year. I think that what's his name? Pickens. I think George Pickens will have a breakout year, but this is probably the worst possible matchup they could have between the pass rush that Kenny Pickett's going to see on defense. Even though they have a good defensive line, Pittsburgh, y'all have too many weapons and their secondary isn't super elite. I think y'all beat them at least by 10.
I want to say that, but the Niners start slow.
Although you do know that Purdy didn't throw a pass above 15 yards in the preseason, so some people are a little doubting that he can still like sling the rock.
Bro, there ain't nothing wrong with his arm, like, especially in today's age. Like those injuries, maybe it's because I follow baseball. People be coming back throwing 101 still. Like nobody's arm has had any real issue except for the people who had like legitimate nerve damage. And I don't think he had legitimate nerve damage because he's still gripping the ball just fine. So I ain't even listening to that. I have red flags on my offensive line. I have red flags with the depth of the Niners in general across the board. We got to stay healthy this year or it ain't going to work. We got to stay healthy. And
oh, me, good luck, because all y'all suck. Y'all, your training staff sucks. It's something wrong.
Everybody, we would be good enough to beat time. Dallas. We would be good enough to beat Dallas, but unfortunately, that's not enough. Can y'all move to the AFC so we can play y'all in the Super Bowl and then we automatically get a win?
Is there any way y'all could get your injuries in before you play us instead of after? That'd be great.
No, I mean, it would be really embarrassing if Christian McCaffrey beat you guys and we had him at quarterback. So let's not do that. All right. But yeah, the line actually dropped to two. It was at 2.5 for the longest time. Yeah, it dropped to two. I think a lot of that's public money, man. But Purdy has everybody excited. I'm excited. Even so much that took us in their super contest. Even though I said on the podcast that I would bet the Steelers, and I actually had that line wrong. The Niners are favorite. But anyway, like I said on the podcast, I was like, I would have the Steelers money line if I could.
And you think your boy is gonna be ready? You think Mega Bosa is gonna be able to play ready to play today? He's been sitting all preseason.
Guaranteed to get hurt with like a lot of screen or something.
And he's heck the Bosa, man. Brother. He's the Bosa brother that's the healthier of the two.
I know.
Maybe Rollins was on to something. He didn't know what he was talking about, but there was something genetic because these dudes stay hurt. Something genetic is going on there.
I mean, I don't know what to tell them other than they both monsters, but I guess they need – actually, I don't want them to go to the Watts secluded cabin because they'd be getting hurt too. Maybe it is.
Yeah, genetic. It is. I mean, it's just a hard position to play. Maybe it's something about saltine defensive ends that get hurt all the time. I don't know. Maybe they take roids. That's why they get hurt all the time, because they got to keep up. Because some of these saltine defensive ends, bro, they do stuff that you don't see any other saltine do in sports. Like their physicality. Like no other saltines as athletic as these defensive ends. We need to research this. But Rams and the Seahawks, where is your boy? I wish Corey was here. Where your boy Matt Stafford going to hide this year? He going to fake another injury? He going to sit out the season until they're good again? What's he going to do? Hopefully this hurts his Hall of Fame chances.
Hopefully he just takes the high road and just tell everybody he's trying to focus on home because his wife can't keep her mouth shut. And dude, she is killing his brain. Like, bro, you can't. The locker room is very delicate, man. Very delicate. Maybe you should stop telling her stuff if she can't keep her mouth shut.
Like, he thought he could, but if you can't talk to your wife about work, that's a struggle, bro.
No, man. There's 21 other men in that locker room. 10 of them you depend on directly to save your life. And she's like, he doesn't really like them. Like, unprompted.
He should have called Tom Brady. My boy Tom Brady used to listen to their music, so he has something to talk to with them.
Yeah, no, Tom knew anything. Tom knew how to bond.
Yeah, this guy don't know.
But what prompted her to say that though? Like, who was?
It was a podcast. It was a podcast. Mm. You know, they start rambling on podcasts. Probably say, "Oh yeah, da 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 da." Starts rambling. That's what they do when they wanted to retire. Remember Giselle started saying, "Oh, he had a concussion and he didn't even tell anybody." Yeah, when they start letting secrets out. It's time. They know what they're doing. You've been a quarterback's wife for how long? You know better. She wants him to retire, just like Giselle did that. Remember Giselle? She said Tom had a concussion that was unreported. Like, nah, bro.
You want to hear something crazy? The Rams are 5-0 against the spread in their last five games against the Seahawks.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
So that's going to be over. They've had the Seahawks number for even when Wilson was there and they were kind of good. They would figure out, even with Jeff Fisher.
Remember? Yeah, I said that. Yeah, Steven Jackson.
Reverses on punts and stuff. They were doing wild shit. They would beat them. So, yeah, that's Steven Jackson. So, yeah, but I mean, it's almost too obvious. What, 4.5 now? Seems too obvious. I guess
4.5 with no Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, no Cooper Kupp.
But look, there's no Cooper Kupp. There's no Cooper Kupp, and the line is going down. If I had money in on Seattle, I would probably be ready to hedge because that makes me
nervous. Something wrong with that, right?
Yeah.
It's a trap. The guys I used to listen to, he said, something stinks. And something stinks about that. Because I have it 5.5 and you have it 4.5. That means since Friday, it's gone down a point. So somebody knows something. So I guess.
And if I can explain that to people real quick that might be listening. So as important as Travis Kelce is to the Chiefs offense, everybody knows Cooper Kupp is like that dude with the Rams offense. When Kelce went down, the line dropped a point and a half-ish, right? A little bit of an overvalue, but a point and a half. Most position players at most are going to move the line down a point. Quarterbacks are like 4 to 5 points, depending on who you got. Like a Patty would probably be a touchdown, et cetera. So if you're telling me Cooper Kupp is out, but the line is going in the opposite way, everybody should be scared.
Yeah, if something's not right, I might have to go put some money on that. Germany won the World Cup without even dirt.
Hey, man.
Yeah, without even dirt. I would never thought Germany would have even done anything without dirt. But anyway, good for them. I'm sure Tony May is going to find a way somehow to give credit to the Mavis, even though Dirk's been retired how many years. But anyway. Tony did ask him on his podcast. Maybe I should have let him have on since I trashed him 5 times. But no, this is for the family, Tony, if you're still watching. This is me familiar. Cowboys and the Giants. Again, it's tough. We do own the Giants. We beat the Giants like 8 of the last 9 times. I feel good about this game from a Cowboy perspective.
Oh,
Michael Parsons dominated Evan Neal last season. You got Saquon Barkley's not healthy. I think our line is one of the
What's
best.
What's wrong with him?
Well, okay, sorry. He's never healthy. He just got in camp, man. You think he right? You think he what? Right?
I feel you like he was right? in camp like 2 weeks.
I'm sorry. If Saquon not there every week, I see a tweet happening. I see a tweet. I saw like okay, not official. I'm sorry, not official, but he's not right. I'm telling you, he's not right. You got a lot. I did like Waller was questionable. He is going to play. He's on one of my fantasy teams that I drafted 3 tight ends on, so I need him to ball. But we just had their number. We're better. We're more talented. Doesn't matter how many smoke and mirrors there are. It's at Dallas. Giants. It's at New York. Sorry. We're still favored by 3.5. We're a lot better than the Giants. If we lose this game, it's going to be a horrible season.
Why is Sam Williams questionable?
I don't know. Good question. I didn't hear about that.
What do you mean you didn't hear about that? Yo, how's he even like out on bond?
Oh. Man, it wasn't a big deal. What did he do? It was a DUI. What was it?
It was speeding and a firearm. What do you mean that's not a big deal?
That's a misunderstanding. He might not have known the code.
Bro, Addison got arrested for rushing home to his dog. What you mean?
His dog. I saw a traffic stop the other day. This is slightly off topic. The dude was speeding, and he said they're rushing the dog to the ER. And they're like, my dog. The cop said, I don't care. That's not a legit reason to speak. People think that everything's supposed to change because of how you feel. You can't you can get a ticket if you got a baby. If you're going to the ER with a real person, you can still get a ticket.
I wouldn't pull over in an emergency. You just have to catch me at the ER, which is fine.
And if you deserve to get shot if you speed and break the law for a dog. I'm sorry. No women listen to this show anyway.
Oh, shit. God. This, again, the thoughts of Ronnie
I've never
Carlton.
Been in favor of police violence. But if you think you can ignore some cop sirens because Fido is dying, somebody, your wife was attractive. If you think you can ignore the cops just because your dog died, you get what you get. But anyway, we're going to win this game. Who's going to win?
Man, I want the Giants to win so bad. I really do, but it ain't looking good for my bet, and it ain't looking good for the Giants either. However, they are 2-3 in their last 5, so there was 2 times that they won, and one of those 2 times was at home. So
against us?
Yeah. Back in 2021.
We dogged them boys, baby. We dogged them. We own them boys. They know we own them. Ever since Eli put his little name on the stadium, you cursed yourself, Eli. You cursed yourself. A pot's on you and your house.
He got
this. Wait, what happened when your nephew Arch come this way? You see what happened. Anyway, Bill, let's wrap it up. Bills and the Jets. I do think I'm going to call it upset. I think this is the perfect storm the Jet, one of those teams when you're getting all this hype and you got all this momentum and all this belief, I think they go and they punch Buffalo in the mouth. Josh Allen, I'm trying to see if I can find some stats, but I did read somewhere he wasn't that great against the Jets. And I think with the Jets defense,
but yeah,
between those two things, and it's at home. I don't know what I don't think the Jets gonna go to Super Bowl or anything, but this is the kind of game, home opener, all this momentum, all this belief. It's the kind of game that a team like the Jets will win. And they'll probably lose a sorry game, but this kind of game they win.
Jets are on my list of teams that should do an upset. That's worth the play. Again, divisional opponent at home, getting points week one. Definitely with the boost, should be fine to take a chance on the money line. But I will say this, though. Last year, the Bills surprised me when they went in and they beat Kansas City like they did. And it was early on, too. So that does make me a little skeptical. But I've always thought that Sauce Gardner and that defense in general is designed to give the Bills fits, designed to give the Dolphins fits. It's definitely built to beat our division kind of defense. Not that they can't be great everywhere, because they are, but specifically with that division in mind. You got a guy like Sauce that will cover Tyreek Hill, will cover Stephon Diggs, specifically so everybody else can get loose. So let me get the Jets, man. Let me get the Jets. I like I said in the Over Under podcast, I really think the Bills are going to take a step back.
I mean, when I start looking at the games, but I still think they're going to be better than Miami. I still think they're going to be better than New England. They might split with the Jets. So I still think they're winning 11 to 12 games. But give me the Jets here. I thought about it. It's like, I wouldn't call it it's a trap game in a different way. It's not going to be a trap because Buffalo's overlooking them. It's going to be a trap because literally the Jets are laying and waiting, ready to pounce with a team that Buffalo doesn't have an understanding of. So it's a trap in that you're not going to know what's coming for you until you're already in the game, because it's a new look offense, new look team, a lot of momentum. So I think that will take them over. Do you have, sir, any picks that you want to share with us or any extras that you want to give us?
I just gave y'all three of my money line plays. Yeah, you did.
No, summarize.
I don't know if I really have a lot. And God, man, every time I say locks, it just backfires on me. I'm almost thinking this is a jinx. But that Falcons 3.5, man, I know the history ain't good on the Falcons and Arthur Smith side, but it's even worse for number one overall picks in their very first start, especially it being week one. They are like 0-17 against the spread and like 1-16 straight up. The last number one overall pick to win their first start, which like that first start being week one, was Derek Carr's brother, David Carr, which was like 2002. So
long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. So I mean,
a lot of hair back then.
Yeah. So I don't know about all that, but given that history, that would be where I would go with that. And since I don't have much DFS advice, I do see people talking about Drake London being somebody that you should put in your lineup.
I think as far as me, I guess we can get people to free. Can we please free on your side, really, on this issue? But free these running backs, man. It's kind of sad. Let's get to this.
No,
Saquon Barkley, man.
Don't come over here now. I said it years ago. I was having this argument when before Zeke and McCaffrey got their contracts, back when Le'Veon Bell was trying to get his. I was telling
free Jonathan Taylor. This is the most insulting thing that's ever happened to a running back. He came out and said, "You are disposable and nobody will remember you when you're gone." And then he asked for first round picks. Then he asked for first round picks for the trade. Bro, you cannot ask for first round value for a player you won't pay first round money.
You know what's crazier than the first round value he was asking? Christian Walker. And
the Watson.
Jalen Waddle. That's crazy. Like, you're asking for real wide receiver one.
Real good players, yeah.
Yeah, like explosive players for Jonathan Taylor. I like Jonathan Taylor, but bro, ain't a back in the league right now comparable to a wide receiver.
And you want to eat Bam.
Yeah, you like Bam. I'm telling you, the man back on that stuff, man.
He stays on that stuff. All right, folks, as you know, we are here every week. Sometimes it's me and Alan. Sometimes it's Corey and myself. Sometimes you get the three amigos together. But
Tristan's in the background.
Right. We have, and we share custody of Tristan. We have different sites. No, no, you're right. You're right. No, thanks. I've done that. So happy football Sunday, everybody. Check in, rate, subscribe to the show, share the show. Have a great football Sunday.